The $10,000 Mobile Workstation, Asus Pro Art Studio Book 1 Review. What can you buy for $10,001? 4 quarters and an Asus Pro Art Studio Book 1. The Pro Art Studio Book 1 is a unique mobile workstation, and not just because of its astronomical price tag. It's also the first laptop with an NVIDIA Quadro RTX 6000 GPU, the best mobile Quadro currently available. NVIDIA themselves call the Pro Art the world's fastest mobile workstation. Naturally, we wanted to test the claim, so we got a hold of a Pro Art to see what $10,000 can do for engineers. 1. Video overview. If you're in a hurry, here's our video summary of the Asus Pro Art Studio Book 1. For full details, keep reading below. 2. Specs. Unlike most mobile workstations, the Asus Pro Art Studio Book 1 doesn't offer any customizable configurations. There's a single model of the laptop, for now, anyways, and this is it. Note that Asus does offer other Pro Art Studio Book mobile workstations, such as the Pro Art Studio Book 15 and 17, Pro Art Studio Book Pro 15 and 17, and Pro Art Studio Book Pro XES. I know how tedious those names are. In the context of this review, any mention of Pro Art or Studio Book or Pro Art Studio Book refers to the Pro Art Studio Book 1, which is the only laptop with the top specs given above and the unique design we'll talk about below. 3. Design. The Pro Art resembles a classic mobile workstation, but differentiates itself with an intriguing design choice. The processors are positioned behind the 4K display, rather than in the chassis beneath the keyboard. When you open the Pro Art, the casing behind the screen hinges open to create a 4.57 degrees gap for airflow. This setup supposedly provides better cooling than the traditional sub-keyboard placement, a necessity for the high power draw of the Quadro RTX 6000. The heatsink includes a titanium vapor chamber that provides up to 300 watts of heat dissipation, which just happens to match the wattage of the supplied power adapter. The Pro Art's unique design has pros and cons. The design keeps the keyboard cool and comfortable for the hands, but you can feel the heat near the top of the display. When the fans are running, it functions like a miniature space heater. The design also makes the Pro Art top-heavy, which can make it awkward to use the laptop on top of your lap. Asus mitigates this by including an unspecified form of ballast in the chassis, but that results in a noticeably heavy weight of 6.39 pounds, not the heaviest mobile workstation we've ever reviewed, but close. The design also means all the ports are on the display half, which may be the reason why they're all USB-C, not enough room for HDMI, USB-A, or the rest of the moribund port posse. The Pro Art is clearly aiming for a sleek, professional look, but it only half delivers. The bottom half of the Pro Art is razor thin and packs a spacious keyboard and large trackpad. The aluminum magnesium chassis looks premium with its star gray finish. Personally, gray isn't the color I think of when I think of stars. The Pro Art chassis has diamond cut edges with corners that are sharp both aesthetically and physically. Seriously, be careful. They can poke your eye out. The top half of the Pro Art, however, can't help but look clunky with its irregular hinged casing. I also wonder about the long-term reliability of the hinge, though Asus does claim that eVerry Pro Art product passes many durability tests and military-grade certifications. 4. Performance. Ultimately, you're not going to shell out $10,000 for a computer because you like the way it looks. The Pro Art's price tag is dictated by its powerhouse specs. If you want the laptop with the best graphics performance around, this is it. It'll cost you, but it delivers.
SpecView Perf 13.
The SpecView Perf 13 benchmark is representative of viewport performance in professional applications such as Katya, Creo, NX, and SolidWorks. Here's how the Pro Art stacks up to the other mobile workstations we've reviewed recently: Acer Concept 7 Pro, Microsoft Surface Book 3, Dell Precision 5550. The Pro Art Studio Book 1 takes the lead in nearly every view set, in some cases almost doubling the next best result. 2. Spec Workstation 3. SpecView Perf is a subset of a more comprehensive spec benchmark, SpecWorkstation 3, which runs dozens of tests for CPU, GPU, and storage performance across different industry workflows. Here's how the Pro Art fared. Higher scores are better. Here's a comparison to other mobile workstations. The Pro Art sweeps the board. Unsurprisingly, the biggest win is the GPU compute segment, which comprises tests of physically based rendering, deep learning, and molecular dynamics simulation. Note just how much the Quadro RTX 6000 in the Pro Art surpasses the Quadro RTX 5000 in the Acer Concept 7 Pro. The Pro Art is roughly 50% more effective at GPU computation. 3. Passmark Performance Test 9.0. In Passmark Performance Test, a consumer-oriented benchmark of overall system performance, the Pro Art receives an average score. Performance test skews most to CPU and disk performance, meaning the Pro Art's heavy-hitting graphics aren't helping it as much as in other benchmarks. The Pro Art predictably takes the 3D graphics category, albeit not by much, but doesn't lead in any other performance test category and ultimately achieves the second-to-lowest pass mark rating. 4. Cinebench R20. Cinebench 20 South African Rand is a benchmark of CPU rendering performance. While the Pro Art has a powerful CPU, the only i9 of the computers we've been comparing, it doesn't win this benchmark either. The Dell Precision 5550, a mid-tier mobile workstation with a much lower price tag, packs a 10th Gen Intel i7 chip, 10875H, compared to the Pro Art's dated 9th Gen i9, 9980HK. Though both processors have similar specs, the newer model clearly outperforms.
V. SolidWorks Benchmark.
If you're looking for a laptop for SolidWorks, you won't find the best value in the Asus Pro Art Studio Book 1. The Pro Art's Quadro RTX 6000 doesn't shine much in the SolidWorks benchmark, with one exception, RealView, a SolidWorks feature which uses the graphics card for realistic viewport rendering. Note, we don't have SolidWorks benchmark data for two of the computers we've been comparing thus far. I. Friedmark. Friedmark, a benchmark of graphics performance in a gaming context, shines a spotlight on the ProArt's Quadro RTX 6000, and the ProArt proves its mettle. TimeSpy is a DirectX 12 benchmark containing two GPU tests and one CPU test, though the final result is heavily weighted, 85%, to GPU performance. PortRoyal is a complementary benchmark of DirectX real-time ray tracing, with only a GPU component. For both tests, we can see the clear relationship between GPU and DirectX performance, with the Quadro RTX 6000 far ahead of the competition. 7. PCMark 10. Our final performance benchmark, PCMark, is a general-purpose test of performance based on typical office workloads such as web browsing, productivity apps, and digital content creation. We ran the full version of the test, PCMark Extended. The Pro Art performs just fine, but doesn't dominate the field as it did with Friedmark. It achieves almost, but not quite, the best overall score. 8. Summary. Here's a summary of all performance benchmarks. Where no cumulative score is available for a given benchmark, a geometric mean of all categories is displayed. Results are normalized to the average for a given benchmark. 5. Battery. The Asus Pro Art Studio Book 1 comes with a 90 watt-hours battery, which is a touch bigger than the average mobile workstation battery and 10% less than the flight legal maximum. The big battery is necessary, as the Pro Art has to accommodate its beast of a graphics card without draining its jewel reserves too quickly. And it manages to do okay, but only because the Quadro RTX 6000 is heavily limited when the Pro Art is unplugged. For example, a GPU Blender render that took around 37 seconds when plugged in took nearly 2 minutes on battery power, with power mode set to best performance. If you can live with the performance limitations, here's the range of life you can expect from the Pro Art battery. Here's how the battery life compares to other laptops. To charge the battery, the Pro Art ships with the most powerful power adapter I've seen in a mobile workstation. At 300 watts, the adapter can keep those electrons flowing fast enough to satiate the sizable appetite of the RTX 6000. When running at top speed, the GPU can consume around 200 watts on its own. Despite its 300 watts output, the Pro Art power adapter somehow manages to be about the same size as the 135 watts adapter on my work laptop. According to Asus, the adapter is built with gallium nitride, GaN, field effect transistors rather than conventional silicon MOSFETs, which in addition to its compact size also increases the efficiency of the adapter. 6. Display. The Asus Pro Art Studio Book 1 is mainly targeted at the creator market, that's probably why it's called the Pro Art. As such, Asus didn't skimp on the display. It has a 15.63840x2160 low-reflection display with a 120Hz refresh rate that promises 100% Adobe RGB coverage and sub-1 Delta E color accuracy. It looks great, but it doesn't quite live up to that promise. We tested the display with a Spider 5 Elite colorimeter and found that it hits only 93% of Adobe RGB and 97% sRGB. It does, however, provide accurate colors with an average delta E of 0.75. Peak brightness averages 284 nits, which is perfectly fine for indoor environments but may suffer in direct sunlight, though the low glare display will mitigate that. As with all displays, these values vary around the screen, but not noticeably to the eye. The ProArt does come with a pre-installed app called ProArt Creator Hub, which has an option to calibrate the display's color accuracy, but we didn't have the calibrator the app demanded, an X-Rite i1 Display Pro, so all our tests use the color profile that shipped with the computer. Besides calibration, Creator Hub also shows system info like fan speeds and CPU loads, and allows users to set up task groups for launching apps together. Unfortunately, you can't specify the window configuration, one app on each half of the screen, for instance, nor set custom desktop icons. They all have the default ProArt icon, but I suppose this feature could come in handy for some. 7. Price/performance. For most users, even those who demand high graphical performance, the Asus ProArt Studio Book 1's $10,000 price tag is hard to justify. While it provides clear performance gains in benchmarks like 3DMark, SpecView Perf, and Spec Workstation, it also falls below the competition in benchmarks that put less emphasis on graphics, such as Passmark and Cinebench. Here's a summary. The ProArt dominates where it counts, but this domination comes at a steep cost. Looking at the price/performance ratio across the four computers, it's clear the ProArt does not provide the best bang for your buck. Here we can visualize just how wide the price chasm is compared to other mobile workstations. 8. Experience. As much as I appreciate the powerhouse graphical performance of the Asus ProArt Studio Book 1, it's got several downsides as a mobile workstation. Its weight, for instance, could make it a burden to carry around regularly, not that I had anywhere to take it these days. If you're like me, you'd also need to carry around some USB-C dongles to accommodate the lack of USB-A and HDMI ports on the ProArt. And you'd definitely need to take the power adapter, though it's impressively compact, because it's the key to unlocking the performance you're paying $10,000 for. The keyboard on the ProArt is extremely shallow. It's got the same look and feel as the last few generations of MacBooks, which is to say it looks nice, but it's not comfortable to type on. I personally prefer a touch more depth on my keyboard. There's an excellent fingerprint sensor on the power button that's so well disguised as a regular key that I thought the fingerprint icon was printed on it by mistake. The trackpad is also excellent. Most Windows laptops have really stepped up their trackpad game recently, and the ProArt's is as smooth and responsive as any of them. The ProArt includes a button to toggle between performance modes, quiet, balanced, and performance, but it only works when the laptop is plugged in and even then only when it reaches a battery threshold of around 30%. I kept the computer in performance mode most of the time, and when stressed it gets predictably loud and hot at the top of the display, which serves as the air outlet. There were a few things I found frustrating about using the ProArt. Occasionally I would try wake it from sleep and the display would activate, I could see the lights turning on, but it would remain black. The only solution I found was to hard restart the device. A few applications simply refused to work, including Notepad, WordPad, and Paint. The webcam also didn't work. The light would come on, but there was never a camera signal available. Something else that annoyed me was the pre-installed bloatware, the worst offender being McAfee. I lost count of how many annoying pop-ups I got from McAfee. Yes, I could have uninstalled it, but then I wouldn't have been able to complain about it. And I live to complain. 9. Conclusion. It felt great to take advantage of the Quadro RTX 6000 and the Asus ProArt Studio Book 1. When you let it fly, this GPU gives the best graphical performance of any mobile workstation we've tested. But there are many downsides to the ProArt, too. It's heavy, its ports are limited, it has odd quirks that make the user experience frustrating, and, worst of all, the ProArt is the most expensive laptop we've ever reviewed. So who should buy this laptop? Anyone in the intersection of people who need top-tier GPU performance, machine learning researchers, for instance, require a mobile form factor, but are willing to be tethered to an outlet, and who can afford the $10,000 price tag, or can persuade their boss to buy it for them. I imagine that's a thin intersection, but I'm sure there's a few people out there for whom the Asus ProArt Studio Book 1 is a perfect fit. If you're one of them, let us know you exist in the comments below.